Can you imagine it? Two people walking down a dusty road, heavy-hearted. Their spirits are broken. Their hopes and wishes splintered. Their Messiah, the one who was to defend them against their enemies, restore balance to all creation by feeding the hungry and raising up the poor and bringing peace on earth and rule forever, has been crucified. Even when hearing the news of the empty tomb and the resurrection, the disciples are filled with sadness as they walk to Emmaus, convinced that their hopes for a Messiah had been dashed. I have felt like these two disciples. I often feel like Easter hasn't come yet. The waiting is hard and long. Each day, my phone beeps to remind me that our governor is about to give an update on new COVID-19 cases and deaths. As I watch the governor's announcement, my heart is heavy. I grieve the deaths. I worry about those positive tests of COVID-19. I long for the hint when we can be together again. I pray for the curve to flatten, for restoration of life as we knew it. I wait, I watch, and I listen. Since COVID-19 and the call for us to shelter in place, we have taken more walks as a family. We often walk after dinner. I don't know who's more excited to get out of the house, the people or the dogs. Somehow the dogs know without saying a word when we are getting ready to go for a walk. It's at this time my somewhat lazy 8-year-old dogs become excited puppies again. And when we get to the big grassy field, the dogs and my boys run the field as Scott and I watch from behind. Joy fills my heart watching them dart through the field full of energy. These walks have brought peace to my heart in an anxiety-filled time. However, just like the disciples, I struggled to see that the stranger walking down the road was Jesus. Perhaps I let the heaviness of this time fill my heart, or the need to stay 6 feet apart obstructed my ability to see clear. I decided I needed to open my eyes and look for Jesus. As we walk, I look for signs of Jesus. Some days the signs are easy to spot. I saw Jesus in my neighbor who greeted us as we walked by their house. We asked how each other is doing. We share our thoughts and hopes for the summer. We smile and wish each other well. Then we continued on our way. I see Jesus in the family pushing a stroller as they walk past our house. I see God's beautiful creation in the spring flowers popping up in gardens. It wasn't until I stopped looking for Jesus in places I wanted to see Jesus that Jesus appeared, that I was able to see Jesus in my everyday life. Jesus comes when the storm is peaking, our fears have deepened, and when our hope is almost gone. It has always been this way. There is no resurrection without Golgotha, no freedom without Gethsemane, no Christmas Eve without a Good Friday. It is stitched into the fabric of thousands of years of the human race. Our lives are like the story of Emmaus, because the daily living of our faith is not a permanent state of bliss, but a journey through uncertainty, dashed hopes, grief and numbness, sin and death itself. Yet the promise is for us too. Jesus is with us too. And even when we don't feel it, even before we know it, the promise of Jesus Christ finds us in the living and enduring word. And our task is not to figure everything out or imagine every angle God might come at us from. but to stay on the road, plodding on, encouraging one another. So I encourage you, my friends, to stay on the road, keep plodding on, hold on to hope. The gift of new life in Christ is ours, and it is not dependent on how much joy we feel or how our hearts are burning. Jesus comes to us anyway, every Easter season and every day of our lives. Amen.